But you say, I'm not like that in my physical makeup or my mindset. This isn't due to lack of ability, but lack of will. For this, I argue that all have a certain tendency towards virtue. If a man can't do something, he will not be able to do it even if necessity demands it. However, if necessity is imposed and he is capable of doing it, then the one who doesn't do it makes that choice not to do it. What I mean is this. To fly up towards heaven with a heavy body is simply impossible. If a king were to command someone to do this and threaten death, saying, if you don't fly, you will be decapitated, burned, or some other such punishment, would anyone obey him? Surely not, for that's beyond nature's capability. Now, if it were a matter of chastity, and the law decreed that the unchaste be punished, be burned, be whipped, should suffer the utmost torture, wouldn't many obey the law? No, you might argue, because there's already a law against adultery and not everyone obeys it. Not because the fear of punishment loses its power, but because most expect that they will not get caught. So, if in the middle of an adulterous act, the lawmaker and the judge appeared before them, the fear would be strong enough to overcome the lust. If I were to apply a lesser force to this situation, restraining the person from his or her desire, imprisoning them in chains, they would be able to bear it without having done any significant harm. Therefore, we should not say that such a person is evil by nature. If a person was naturally good, they could never become evil. And if a person was naturally evil, they could never be good. But we see people change quickly, and we see them switch sides and flip back again. The scriptures aren't the only places where we can see change. We see tax collectors turning into apostles, disciples becoming traitors, prostitutes becoming chaste, thieves gaining good reputation, ungodly men converting to godliness, and the like. If these things were natural, they could not change. For us, though naturally susceptible, we could never become unfeeling, no matter how hard we try. Whatever is natural cannot deviate from its innate condition. No one, for instance, has ever moved from a state of susceptibility to insusceptibility, from degeneration to immortality, from hunger to ongoing absence of hunger. These things aren't put forward as accusations, and we don't blame others or ourselves for them, nor has anyone, intending to accuse another, ever said to them, "You're corruptible and susceptible." Instead, they blame them for adultery, fornication, or something similar, and bring them before judges to be criticized, punished, or even honored in some cases.